हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
See that my posture is relaxed. Sthiram Sukham Asana. There is Sukham, there is comfort, there is some relaxation in the posture I have assumed. It is also stable. Now, when I sit at the seat of meditation, I find that my body goes into a relaxed mode. We turn our attention still to the different parts of our body and wipe away any constriction or tension in the muscles, starting with the head and the face. By turning my attention to these places while breathing, I wipe away any kind of constriction. I see that my facial muscles are relaxed. Head and neck relaxed. Shoulders relaxed. Arms, palms and fingers relaxed. Chest and stomach relaxed. Upper back, lower back relaxed. Hips and sides relaxed. Thighs, left and right, are relaxed. Knees, calves, ankles, and feet are relaxed. As I breathe in the mountain air, the air that wafts on Gangaji, I am refreshed and invigorated. I see that my body is relaxed. When I accept Ishvara as the order, I accept myself. When I see Ishvara as the order, I see that I am in order. When I see Ishvara as the order, I do not resist facts about myself. Gangaji starts from Gomukh and goes all the way to Calcutta. So many villages, so many settlements have come up around her banks. Cities, development have all come because she gives life. She gives nourishment as she blesses everybody that comes on her banks. Ishvara, that is a source of blessing. From the time that I was born in this lifetime, like Gangaji, has been blessing me through and through. Like Gangaji has blessed the soil, the vegetation, the people in and around Gomukh. Ishvara has blessed me in my childhood. That I was able to grow with constraints, with support, that I had parents who tried their best. I have been blessed. In what they did to me, their karma, I have been blessed. In what they did not do for me, which has shaped my personality, I may not be able to see it, still I have been blessed. It is my own karma coming back to me. There may be certain things they could not do, did not do. I see that as their background. Yes, I was helpless. Yes, they were adults. They were also struggling adults. They were struggling with their life. They did what they could. The other loving people I have met in my life, friends, parents, partner, children, each and every one has come to me as Ishvara's blessing. In some places, Gangaji has formed other tributaries. It may have appeared that Ishvara's blessings are not available to me. She has always been there in this entire course from Gaumukh to Ganga Sagar. From my many lifetimes to this lifetime to where I am now. That I was able to perform my roles is because of Ishvara. The capacity to relate to different people, contribute meaningfully to their lives, the possibility that they may contribute meaningfully to my life. Because I allowed myself to flow like Gangaji is Ishvara's blessing. Thank you. that I was able to make good choices. In different parts of my life, is because I have been given Ichha Shakti, the power to make a choice on the basis of my desires. That the results of these choices came back to me in some way or the other. It's because of the principles of karma. Happy about some of the decisions I have taken. The capacity to see through acting on the decision is given by Ishvara. That I'm not happy about some other decisions, some other choices made, is also because of Ishvara as the order. I am blessed that I have the power to choose. That I am not an animal. Who doesn't have the power to choose? There are some things that have happened as Ishvara has been moving through my life, like Gangaji, that I cannot accept. There are some actions I have done that I cannot accept about myself. I accept that I cannot accept these different things that I have done. in this acceptance. I drop my resistance. In this acceptance, I drop my resistance to Ishvara. I begin to see the order of karma in my life. There are many reasons I can give for why I did certain things, why I did not do certain things. It is endless. It resolves. I start to make my peace when I see that all of this is a play of karma and karma phala, of action and the results of action. As Gangaji continues to nourish and give life to the plants and the trees and the human beings and the animals, Ishvara pours into my life has nourished me, has nurtured me with a lot of learning. From the capacities of being able to walk and talk, take care of myself and others around me, there is a lot of knowledge that was made available to me. Capacity to acquire, strengthen knowledge in different spheres, those capacities, those abilities are given to me by Ishvara. the learning I have gathered in my life, which guides me in different situations, is how Ishvara continues to nurture me. The ability to doubt, the ability to be confused, that is an ability. The ability to be clear, the ability to remember, the ability to recall, the ability to reason out, the ability to feel, the ability to express, the ability to be silent, the ability to relate, all given by Ishvara. In my recognition of Ishvara in my life, I see how karma and karma phala, actions and their results, have had an interplay the capacity to earn grace, punya, is also given. The capacity to uphold dharma through the different actions of my life as I bring in the river of dharma into all areas of my life, that capacity has been given. That I may never be able to understand the impact of all my actions, the impact of other people's actions, that this is a complicated matrix I am able to understand that it is complicated. I don't need to understand the details. Some details, yes. Because I'm able to see the patterns that have been left upon me from living life. I may have some scars, some wounds that were open once upon a time. Ishwara's blessings in the form of people, in the form of learning, in the form of my own actions, my own determination, my own perseverance, my learning. Ishwara has continued to bless me. I may see it, I may not see it. Ishwara as Ganraji blessing me, the more I see that I have become Ganraji. All my actions are nourished by her waters. Ishwara. There's not much of me then. Yes, the river will definitely have a course to follow. But for Gangaji, it's not an obstacle. The rocks on the way are not obstacles. They are there because they are meant to be there. I go around those obstacles. Sometimes I may find that my flow is interrupted. But really speaking, it's not interrupted. There's just some respite. I keep flowing. I keep learning. I keep doing. Because it's no more my life. It is a sacred life. It is sacred because Ishwara's blessings flow all the way. I am a blessing. I am a blessing to myself and to others as I uphold Dharma. In my recognition of Ishvara through my life, I discover that I am a blessing. I stay with this. Gangaji is no more out there. She is me. Ishvara is no more out there. Ishvara, the source of blessing, is me. I am a blessing. Shanti, shanti, shanti. I cut my eyes and open them whenever I'm ready.